and just, you'd like to meet with him.
Would you say we can grab on that?
What's the name?
Grandma's great.
The county roadmaster.
Your mom, I'm a roadmaster.
Yeah.
Ask Travis, he's got his number. But go through the channels, you know, of his office and,
Talk out of your office.
I can use what office? Can I use your commissioner's?
No, no.
You're working for your dad today?
We'll do something on our own, but it didn't.
What are you gonna do?
Needs to be drawn.
The more he hears about it, the more, the better.
You know, it's ironic, it's kind of like strengthens the idea of lowering the speed limit there. If you go south, or if you go north, coming back towards this office on Lower Harbor Road, right before the turn, you'll see where the RV park, where Portside RV parks on the right side. You'll see that someone missed that turn and went into the mud.
Take pictures of it, show it to him.
Yeah, so.
Actually, what they need to do is.
All right, I put you on speakerphone.
Reduce that wall.
All right.
Good luck.
That way you can see around the corner.
When I come right, Sharon.
You can start the meeting whenever you would like.
Morning, Travis.
Thank you.
Just letting you know that, another citizen's coming out and talking about Jones.
I'd like to call this, meeting of the Port of Brookings Harbor Special Commission Meeting to order on Monday, February 20th, 2023, at 10 a.m. Roll call, please.
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes, here.
Richard?
On the phone.
Perfect. Joe Spear and Larry Jonas are absent.
Does anybody have any modifications, additions, and changes to the agenda?
No.
Hearing none? Anybody, would like to declare a potential, conflict of interest?
None.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to get an approval of the agenda, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
I'll second it.
Okay, Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Do we have any public comments?
I did not receive any public comments.
Okay, moving forward to action items. Coos Curry Electric Construction Contract.
Okay, so we do have one more change on the electrical end, upgrading our current service, which is a 200 amp service, to a 600 amp service, that'll be located behind the bathroom. This is an addition too that will be paid for out of our general fund. I apologize for saying there wouldn't be any more. This came in after our meeting. So, the total amount is $8,528.07. It is a contract, so that's why we're here. It does look like that you guys can have me, sign it, or we can have the commissioner sign it after this, however you guys choose. Is there any questions?
Is this the last thing we have to do with Curry?
Yes, this completes all of our metered locations that needed to be upgraded to 600 amp services. The reason I didn't think this one was coming is because in my head, talking through it, I thought that this was taken care of in our first change order. That was much bigger number. I apologize for this, but this should take care of our electrical services from Coos Curry.
And I take it Proclay and Associates didn't catch that either.
No, they didn't. I have provided Proclay with this contract and our last contract along with the documentation of the first change order.
Good.
So that, and I asked for some sort of written explanation on the engineering wise of why these costs keep coming. I know they've done one for us, but I wanted them to put something in writing so it justifies the expenditures that we're spending.
All right, thank you. Any further questions?
Yeah, I have one question. Has Jack ever been involved in any of this design?
Okay. No, strictly Proclay.
That's all.
Any questions, Richard?
I have no questions.
Okay.
Would you like a motion?
Yes, a motion, please.
I'll make a motion to approve contract for Coos Curry Electric Service upgrade in the amount of $8,528.07. Also, to authorize Travis Webster to sign the contract.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion from Ken and a second from Richard. Danielle?
Ken?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Okay, there is no information items. Commissioner comments, if any? Okay, no comments. So our regular meeting date, Wednesday, March 15th, 2023 at 2 p.m. This meeting is adjourned.
Goodbye.
Thank you guys for coming in and doing this.
You're welcome.
How about the public?